Welcome to Coffee and Contracts with John Appino, brought to you by Financial Residency. John owns Contract Diagnostics and is an expert on physician contract negotiation and compensation review. If you have an idea for a podcast or a question you would like for him to answer on one of his shows, please email podcast@financialresidency.com. Now grab your cup of Java and get ready for Coffee and Contracts with John Appino.
Non-competes, they are changing every single day. Hey, everybody, it's John with Contract Diagnostics. And an update here. But I'll tell you, we don't have a whole lot to update. So far, we've seen a lot of stuff come through the press on non-competes. And although we could talk for hours on non-competes, as you are all likely aware, non-competes are restrictive covenants that prevent a physician from working in a defined area, 10 miles, 20 miles, maybe a specific account or maybe county-based, for a specific time frame, 1 year, 2 years, or 3 years. And most employees in the states, most physicians, I'm sure, are aware that last week the FTC took a vote. There's 5 members, and they voted 3-2 to ban on a national level all non-competes. Now, this doesn't apply only to physicians. It applies to non-competes across the country. So the stats show 30 million people, 30 million American workers are subjected to non-competes. I don't know what percent of it is in healthcare, but I do know that when they looked at the financial implications of banning non-competes, the average income increase is predicted to be $574 in an entire year. Now, we know that physicians tend to make good money, and the impact to them as $500 over the course of a year maybe wouldn't mean a whole lot. But a lot of workers are going to benefit. The potential fast food workers, potential workers who maybe work in automobile industries or in sales professionals, we've seen baristas who have been subjected to non-competes even after they start their position. So what do you do? We know that as of now, there's been a vote, 3-2, they banned it. The two that voted against it, against the ban, they voted because they said the FTC has no authorization to even make this kind of regulation or rule. There's been a lot of discussion in the press about Congress making laws, and the FTC can't change a regulation that's, you know, well over 100 years old, having non-competes in contracts. So there's already been lawsuits. We've seen lawsuits by the Chamber of Commerce, by many Texas firms, by one in Florida as of today on Monday, the 29th of April. And we're going to continue to see those things. So as they file lawsuits, the FTC, they can address the lawsuits, and now they're putting timelines in place for all of that. So even if it had passed last week and there had been no challenges, it takes 120 days for it even to become active. So it won't happen for a few months at best. But all these lawsuits mean it's going to get challenged in the courts, it's going to get tied up, and that could take months, maybe years. Some of our internal folks here at Contract Diagnostics are thinking it's going to take 2 years before we have any final ruling on what you can do regarding the non-compete in your agreement, if it's thrown out, if it's remaining in place. Before we have concrete information, it might be a while. So as of right now, what do you do? I think it's good to be informed. I think it's good to keep up on all the information. We'll be sending things out here on the podcast or on our blog, so make sure you keep in touch with us on social and through the blog. But I also think it's a great time to dig into your contract if you don't know what it says. Review your non-compete. Give us a call if you have any questions on anything and what's clear and what's not clear. But I also think it's a great time for physicians to renegotiate their contracts. Assuming the non-compete ban is maybe in flux, employers might be more apt and willing to hear your discussion around increasing in compensation, whether for you or your group as a whole. We do both types of discussions, by the way, at Contract Diagnostics. So I think this is a great opportunity, maybe not to quit your job now and go across the street and work for the next hospital, because if your contract says you can't, we would advise you to follow the contract. But I do think it's a great time to have a discussion with your employer. What do they think of the ruling? How do they think it's going to play out? And let's talk about compensation. Let's talk about your situation, because I feel like this is a tremendous opportunity by all physicians in the states that could be under non-competes currently and might not be under non-competes in the future. So this is the time to restructure your deal. This is the time to have a compensation call with us. This is the time to renegotiate your entire department compensation plan. So reach out to us at Contract Diagnostics if we can help with anything. But until then, if your contract has a non-compete, always follow the contract. If something changes, your employer may be obligated to share those changes with you. But we don't think there's going to be any pending changes on a massive scale to non-competes for maybe a year, maybe even two. You can see us at contractdiagnostics.com. I'm John, and stay tuned for more information on this late-breaking non-compete news.
Thank you for listening to Coffee and Contracts with John Appino. If you need a contract reviewed or want to know if you're being paid fairly, go to contractdiagnostics.com. See you next time.